Unit 2. Exercise 1. Speaker 1.
For most of the time, Hay-on-Wye is a sleepy village in Wales, but for a few days every year it fills up with book lovers for its book festival. I actually met my favourite writer at the Hay Festival. Well, I say met, I mean saw. She was staying in the same hotel as me. I was eating my breakfast when she walked in and sat down at the table next to mine. I just regret not having the courage to speak to her.
Speaker 2.
If you love live music, then Glastonbury in the beautiful English countryside is for you. This annual music festival is the biggest in the UK, and tickets for it are sold out months in advance. I've been there 3 times, and each time it poured down. It's held in a field, and it gets really muddy, I can tell you. If you do go, take lots of plastic bags. You'll need them to protect your shoes from all the mud.
Speaker 3.
Comic-Con International is held in San Diego, the USA, every year. Lasting 4 days, it's a celebration of everything to do with comics and superheroes. Lots of fans attend, and many of them dress up as their favorite heroes. I went as Spider-Man last year, and my friends went as X-Men. You can meet writers and artists at the festival, and there's even a presentation of all the latest superhero movies. Sometimes they make major announcements, so it's seen as a very important festival for comic fans.
Speaker 4.
Notting Hill Carnival isn't held at the same time as other carnival celebrations. It takes place in the Notting Hill area of London in August, probably to get the good weather. It's the biggest street festival in Europe, attracting about 1 million people every year. I live in London, so I make sure I don't miss it. There are parades, loud music, and the cars stop for people dancing on the streets. That's something you don't see very often here.